You know, there's something rather peculiar that happens when you begin to wake up. And I don't mean waking up in the morning, stumbling to the coffee pot, rubbing sleep from your eyes. I mean really waking up that moment when the veil lifts and you start to see through the grand performance we call civilization. What's peculiar is this. You'd think that seeing more clearly would make you want to dive deeper into the world, to engage more fully, to participate with greater enthusiasm. But the opposite happens. You find yourself quietly, almost apologetically, stepping back, withdrawing, and not because you've become cynical or depressed or holier than thou. No, it's something far more interesting than that. It's because you've suddenly realized you're watching a magic show and someone just showed you how all the tricks are done. Let me tell you what I mean. For most of your life, you've been told that the point of existence is to become something, to achieve, to acquire, to climb, to win, get the degree, get the job, get the promotion, get the house, get the respect. Build your identity like you're constructing a monument to yourself. And everyone around you is doing the same thing, so it must be right, mustn't it? It must be real. The whole society hums along on this agreement, this shared hallucination that we're all going somewhere important, that there's a finish line somewhere up ahead where we'll finally arrive and everything will make sense. But then something shifts, maybe through meditation, maybe through suffering, maybe through some inexplicable grace. You have a moment where you see it differently. You see that the emperor has no clothes. You realize that everyone is chasing phantoms, building sandcastles at the edge of the tide, taking incredibly seriously things that are fundamentally made up. Money invented, status invented. Your entire identity, that story you tell yourself about who you are, completely invented. And here's the thing, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Now, this doesn't make you angry. That's what people don't understand. It doesn't make you want to shake people awake, or start a revolution, or post angry manifestos on the internet. It's much quieter than that. It's more like you've been at a party where everyone is shouting to be heard over the music, drinking too much, laughing too loud, and you suddenly realize you're exhausted. Not exhausted with them, but exhausted with the pretending, the performing. The constant effort of maintaining a character in a play you never auditioned for. So you start to withdraw. Not dramatically, not with announcements or explanations. You just drift toward the edges. You turn down invitations more often. You stop updating your social media as much. You let friendships that were based purely on proximity or habit naturally fade. You stop trying to impress people or convince people. Or even explain yourself to people. And this looks, from the outside, like you're becoming antisocial or depressed. People worry about you. Are you okay? They ask. You've changed. And you have changed, but not in the way they think.